Greg, there are a lot of charitable organizations asking us for donations this time of year, and of course, we can only give out so much money every year. How do you go about narrowing down the list to who to donate to?
I think if you have a long-term relationship with a nonprofit organization and you feel good about it, you should just go ahead and continue that. But if you're confronted by appeals from organizations you're not real familiar with, there's a website that's been around only for 10 years, but it's getting a lot of kudos, called charitynavigator.org.
Tell me about charitynavigator.org. They have a rating system, but not every charity is rated either. So first of all, they tell you if you type in the name of your charity and it's not there, then it doesn't mean anything because they don't rate everybody.
Well, and that's an important point. They rate a little over 5,000 charities, which is a goodly number, but you can think of a number of charities in your neighborhood that aren't there. So there are various parameters that mean that an excellent charity might not show up on the website.
All right. Well, let's look at the charities that actually are rated by charitynavigator.org. And what kind of information can you find out about them?
First of all, the rating is stars, and it can be 0 stars up to 4 stars. And they divide how they look at those organizations through 2 major units. Financial health is one of them. And then the second one is accountability and transparency. Now, under each of those 2 headings, they have 19 factors that they look at. So it's not like just, they're not just looking at one thing.
Well, a big concern for many of us is when we give money to a charity is you want to know just how much of that money actually goes to the cause as opposed to administration or fundraising. How do they deal with that sort of information?
I'm not sure that that's the one item that pushes you into a higher category, a lower category. But if you look at the percentage that they pay their administrators, their people, it does seem like there's a correlation between the highest ranked charities. The higher ranked ones seem to have expenses of around 2 or 3% for their salaries. And the ones that fall just a cut below can be out around 10 or 12%. And obviously, a poorly rated one would be probably paying a lot more than that for administrative costs.
So have you looked up some local charities to see how they rate?
Yes, it's interesting to me that the agencies that do a lot of things with food orientations, donating food companies like Food Lifeline, Northwest Harvest, Fair Start, those are all 4 stars. Ones that are oriented more towards children generally fall in a 3-star category. That includes Children's Hospital, Boys and Girls Clubs, and Make-A-Wish. And I think the reason those are a little lower is because of it just costs a lot more for them to do what they do than some of the food charities. And then the next group I looked at, the arts area, they were mostly 3-star and 2-star, nothing extraordinary.
The website is charitynavigator.org, and if you don't find your charity listed there, you can also check the Washington Secretary of State's website, and you can do a charity search on that site. Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.